The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
What is up, y'all? Happy weekend. Your girl Morgan here, and I am exhausted. CMA Awards were this week, and there was so much that went down, especially if you listen to the show this week. You kind of know a little bit about that. But beyond that, it's just a crazy fun week all the way around. So I will be definitely relaxing and totally in my little hermit shell this weekend. Maybe you're having a fun and productive weekend. Whatever you're going to be doing, I'm so glad you're here. Now check out part one, part three. I've got Mike D on with me this weekend. We're talking about the latest dumb advertisement that we fell for, plus Mike's views on Post Malone at the CMA Awards. That's his guy. And then we talk a lot of questions and answer some from Omar, Rachel, Ricky, Elizabeth. Some really great questions that y'all sit in. So make sure you check out part one. In part three, it's all new content. You don't want to miss it. But for now, let's dive into the top seven segments from the show this week. Woohoo! Some dental situations are happening with the show. Eddie had an update on what happened with his teeth. And Amy now has something going on that she has to wear like all the time for the next few weeks. So, a lot happening with the Bobby Bowden Show teeth. Here it is.
Number seven.
For those that missed the show about an hour ago, Amy has some sort of jaw issue and she's supposed to wear a retainer when she does the show.
Well, I'm supposed to wear it for at least 22 hours a day and, you know.
We're on for five.
On here for five. So, I mean, you do the math.
We did it.
We did. Yeah, yeah. So.
There's also more recording in the day that I do.
So if you'd like to put it in, go ahead. And then we'll just do the show, do this segment with you with the retainer in.
Okay.
See, look, nothing. If there was an old rhyme that I remember as a kid. She sells.
Sally sells seashells by seashells. Seashore?
Yeah. No, not Sally.
Sally.
Yeah, I think it's Sally.
It's Sally. She sells seashells on the seashore. The shells she sells are seashells, I'm sure. So if she sells on the seashore, then I'm sure she sells seashore shells.
Okay. Wow.
There's
a Sally version.
I'm sure there. Okay, so we're not even going to allude to Amy's suffering succotash.
Yes, just
okay?
Be normal.
We're just going to be normal.
That's hard.
And
that's
we're going to move over to Eddie, but we're just going to be normal. You are just somebody talking, and we don't even know you have a retainer in.
Right.
Okay. Now, Eddie, you told us you were going to go to a dental school.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want to pay for them to mess with your teeth.
Well, back in July, I'd gotten two root canals, and then when they were done, they were like, all right, now you got to go back to your dentist and get those filled. And so I called my dentist up and they're like, oh, we'll fill those up for you, but you have no more insurance left. So we're going to have to pay out of pocket. And it was going to be like a lot of money. And so I thought of maybe going to a dental school because they do it for free. Bunch of students.
Amy, what were your thoughts initially on the dental school?
Oh, I scared.
Amy, you could talk like English.
No, I'm trying to think of words that don't have an S in them. But
when you pause though.
I know.
Yeah.
But I would be worried.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'd be concerned.
She's a thesaurus now. Say thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Good.
That's easy.
So you were going to go to the dental school.
Yeah, I was already looking into it.
But then you came on the air, talked about it. Then what happened?
And then I got a message from a dentist in town that said, well, look, I'll take a look at your teeth and let's see what we can do.
So you get a DM from a dentist.
So, yeah.
Was that weird to go in? Just show and be like, I'm the guy from DM?
It was. It was weird to kind of like drive there. But once I got there, I'm like, oh, this is a legit like dentist place.
And who was the dentist? And what was the dentist wearing? Like a white lab coat?
Yeah, the whole thing.
Oh, so it was a legit dentist.
Oh, it was legit. Her name is Dr. Judge, Dr. Jennifer Judge. And she goes in and she does x-rays, all these x-rays and stuff. And she comes back and says, okay, we looked at your teeth. And yeah, you're going to need more than fillings. You're going to need crowns. Oof. And there's an abscess growing under one of those root canals.
Amy, what do you think about that?
An abscess?
Yeah.
That's painful.
Yeah.
Okay. See?
Yeah.
We've noticed nothing.
Ooh. Okay. Sometimes it gets caught up on the TH, but I don't know why.
Don't even know what you're talking about.
That abscess.
So what happened?
So then they said, well, let's work on your crowns, and then you can come back, and we'll put that in, and then we're going to do some samples of your abscess, and then we're going to see what's wrong with it.
But are you wondering, because I remember having this conversation, are you wondering, am I supposed to pay for this?
Yes. Yes. I'm thinking the whole time, like, well, we haven't talked about...
Because this isn't a commercial.
No.
And in any way, I would just, the whole time, I'd be like, are they going to hit me with a big fat bill at the end?
Well, they're not mentioning it. When I check in, they're not mentioning it.
And then also I'm feeling like they think I'm just here begging for free dental work.
Yeah, if they DM, man, it should be on the free. That's what I say. If you DM, it's free.
I mean, that sounds right, but then if no one's talking about it, you don't know.
But the DM was the let's see if you have problems.
And she didn't say we'll do it for free.
Not let's do it. Right.
She said, we'll take a look at it and see what we can do.
Right.
That's it.
Then what happens?
So then I go back. I get
you never ask?
Never asked. No, it was, and it's one of those things where you're walking out and they're like, all right, go see the lady in the front desk. I'm like, here it comes.
I'd be thoth out.
And so I go to the front desk and they're like, all right, we'll schedule your next appointment. And then we schedule it. All right, see you next week.
You didn't even say, do I owe anything?
No, I'm trying not to mention it.
You can't. You don't say anything. You just act like you're doing what you're supposed to do. If they bring it up, like, oh.
I would just always be afraid. Eventually, I would be hit with a mountain of all the debt.
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you don't respond.
They would ask you for your insurance card.
And now, like, you're indebted, like, to the mob. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Or something.
Yeah, right.
And if you ever, like, don't do what they want you to do, mm-hmm. they're going to put the bill on you.
But if you don't say anything, and then at the end they hit you with a bill, you can just be like, whoa, after all the work's done.
You say, wait a minute.
Whoa, all you want, but a bill collector's still going to come after that money.
But what, do you show them the DM?
Excuse me?
Do you show them the DM?
What DM?
The bill collector, because Lunchbox said if you DM, it's free.
Yeah, that's...
Do you use Lunchbox as your source?
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, me too. Very curious about it, too. And so, you're done?
So, man, I went and I got my crowns. They checked the bacteria out in that abscess. We're going to get antibiotics on that, and hopefully it takes care of it. But, yeah.
You're in debt.
No.
If they're ever like, we need you to do... You have to do it, or they're going to be like, we're going to charge you for the bill.
Or you just don't check my DMs anymore.
No, they know, probably know your cell phone.
Or block them.
Oh, they have my info now.
Yeah.
Medical info.
You gave them your real address?
Yeah.
That was dumb. Never do that, Eddie.
Well, how'd you feel about the experience?
I thought it was great, dude. Honestly, it was unbelievable. And what's crazy, check this out. So that
this feels like a commercial now.
No.
He's not saying your name.
Check. Yeah, he did. Doctor.
Yeah, he absolutely did.
Jennifer Judge.
Yeah.
What? Yeah, Cool Springs Modern Dentistry.
Yeah, he didn't.
But check it out. This is crazy. So that abscess, she says that you probably had that abscess in for a long time. Have you ever had any sinus issues? I'm like, sinus issues? Yeah, every day. And that probably caused my puffy eyes that I've had for like 2 years.
Oh, wow.
You remember that CMAs last year when my eyes got all swollen?
You had to wear sunglasses, yeah.
She said that was probably your body saying that you have an abscess right on your top tooth.
That is crazy.
Is that explain why you talk all nasally too?
Yeah.
That's part of it.
My abscess.
She fixes the abscess and he's in like, hey, everybody, it's Eddie.
What's up?
What's up, everybody? Okay, well, not a commercial.
Not a commercial.
But thank you, Springs Modern Dentistry for helping Eddie out.
Dr. Jennifer Judge, thank you so much. Saved my life.
That's so weird how y'all said that. I missed that part.
What? The doctor?
Yeah.
Jennifer Judge?
Yeah. Like, I was like,
you say her name.
I would have sworn.
You say her name.
That you didn't say her name.
You say her name.
Dr. Jennifer Judge.
Yeah, J's are tough for her, too. Yeah. We can't do the mouth guard during the show.
I know.
It's so funny. It's too funny. It distracts me. I laugh.
Amy, what about your podcast? Could you do it all in the mouth guard?
Full thing around?
No, I can't. I don't know. I'm going to have to call in today. This is not going to work.
You can just do like...
You can take a week off.
18 hours a day for more days.
Right. That's probably the plan.
What about commercials? She's got to do commercials.
And liners.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Scuba Steve came on, him and Eddie have a hair bet going on. Well, let's just say that hair bet may be no longer after you hear this segment. Scuba Steve is not loving that he has hair on his head. He would like to shave it. So something went down pretty big during this segment.
Number six.
It's time for Scuba Steve Suggests.
This is the final Friar Tuck check-in.
Friar Tuck, the guy on Robin Hood that had the, he's kind of bald on top.
He was always drunk.
He had the hair half circle.
Yeah.
Which Scuba Steve has right now because he's letting it grow. Why is this the last one?
So the whole bet is basically if I grow out my hair till the end of the year, Eddie then has to shave his head.
Yes.
So it's been 3 months of me growing this hair out.
And you have the ring. It's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome. So I had the ring.
It's like Dr. Phil's head.
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Yeah.
And so I had a basketball game this past weekend. I'm my son's coach. And I was sweating the whole time wearing that hat because I won't take it off. And it was really uncomfortable.
Were you that embarrassed? I think it looks pretty good, actually.
Dude, it's so embarrassing. It has, I guess, demeaned me in a sense where I don't feel like me. I feel awful. I'm not myself. Even my confidence levels. I mean, I'm not putting people down who have this look because some people rock it. It's their thing. It's for me, it's not.
Did you think it looked bad, honestly?
Yeah.
I thought it made him look younger. Oh, you didn't?
Exactly.
No, you can be honest.
Please.
I don't think it looks bad, but I don't think it makes you look younger.
Yes. So does this make me look younger?
Oh, he shaved
without
it off.
The hair.
He shaved it off.
Wait,
why would he do
well,
that?
Well, this is the guy at the beginning that says, I never back out of a bet. I don't stop radio bits. I do everything. And then you just quit.
Well, I asked my wife, what should I do? She goes, flip a coin. That's how all our big decisions are made. Flip the coin and land it on the head.
He shaved it all off.
I shaved it off.
Okay, so bet's off.
So Eddie, you have to do nothing. And he had to live 3 months with a Friar Tuck on his head.
Wow. I do not understand. It was like another month, dude.
I couldn't do another month.
Almost two.
I could not do it. I couldn't go through all the holidays and seeing family and friends and have explained
it
every single time. It
didn't look that bad, though, but I'm telling you. I know you think it does. It didn't look that bad.
Yeah, cause coming from a guy with a full head of hair, it's easy to say that.
That's true, Bones.
I am in shock at your
give-up
attitude.
Hair or no hair, I'd be like, dude, it looks terrible.
It's not a give-up attitude. I flipped the coin. I couldn't do it. The head. Then the coin said, shave your head. And as soon as I shaved it, my wife goes, oh, my husband's back. And gave him his big kiss, and we hung out for a little
bit. Because I bet your confidence went up, too.
Confidence went way through the roof.
Okay, Eddie, he has waved the white flag.
I love it.
You have to do nothing except now just live your normal life.
What a great day. Thanks, Scuba.
Good day for you. Hey, no problem, anytime.
Because I was stressing about it.
Having to shave your head.
Oh, I would just keep like, man, here we go. Like, the end of the year is coming. I'm about to be bald.
Oh, yeah, now you're off the hook.
Okay, Scuba, thank you.
No problem, dude.
And Lunchbox, I'm surprised, too.
I mean, what?
It's not like
I never
you.
Knew you to be weak like that, Scuba. Like, you are, that's weak sauce. Like,
it just was very uncomfortable. I mean, even just, like I said, I'm doing basketball
now. But your own words were,
I never
back on a radio bit.
He mostly never does.
Well,
mostly
he can't say that.
Exactly.
Your word is nothing.
Right, that was 3 months, so come on, give me that.
No,
it's nothing.
No, because you backed like out. I'm okay with it, but you backed out.
Yeah, I said I was going to grow my hair for a year, guess what I did? I grew my hair for an entire year.
Yeah, but that
was
for a money bet.
That's very different.
Yeah, but I didn't get paid.
Yeah, but you didn't know that until after you grew it.
Yeah, because my buddy knocked up a chick.
And your hair grows. Your hair grows, so that's a whole different scenario here.
Okay, I'm just saying. Your hair was growing, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
It was funny. It was awesome.
Yeah,
I liked
thank
it.
Thank you.
If you're in Louisville, I'm going to be there not this Friday, but next Friday doing my final on my tour, the Comedically Inspirational Show. Would love for you guys to come. The 15th, I think. It's not this Friday, but next Friday. Get tickets at bobbybones.com. We'll see you guys. And Scuba, the ring's gone.
Yeah, it is.
Lord of the Ring is no longer the Lord.
No.
He's just a dude now.
I'm just a dude that
feels with
good.
A bald head.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Our show loves to make bets with each other, and this is exactly what went down. So Amy was doing a pile of stories talking about some 90s country songs, and then Bobby and Eddie chimed in saying they could name a whole bunch of 90s country songs in like 5 minutes. Well, it turned into a whole thing. And so Bobby and Eddie sat there trying to name as many 90s country songs as they could in a 5 minute window. And it was, I think, a little bit harder than they anticipated.
Number five.
We're going to put 5 minutes on the clock. We made a bet with Amy.
Now I'm a little worried.
Well, we're down to 5 minutes. 5 minutes, we have to get 90 country songs and artists in 5 minutes.
Yep.
Now, there'll be different roles here. Lunchbox, you'll be the fact checker. Once we say the artist and title, you got to look it up and give us the thumbs up that it's a correct one.
Oh, that's going to take forever.
Are you kidding?
Are you sure?
Mike, you'll be the timekeeper.
Okay.
Lunchbox isn't that fast, but
I'm like, dude.
Okay, he's a pecker. He pecks.
He is a pecker.
How
for
do
sure.
you spell
some of these, I'll just
okay,
know.
Mike, you'll be the thumbs up.
You want me to thumbs up when I know it?
You'll be the timekeeper.
Okay. I may know some of them.
Are you ready? Five minutes on.
Hold on. I've got to get a clock. I didn't even do that.
How do you spell Brooks?
Morgan, you're now the timekeeper.
Okay.
I got it right here, man. Clock.
It's on your phone. 50 bucks up. We have to name 90s country artists, song and title. Wait, artist and title in 5 minutes.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah, 50 if I win, 25 if you win.
Yeah.
On your mark, get set, go.
Okay. Right.
You want to start with Garth?
Yeah.
The Dance.
Okay, we're going to have Garth Brooks, The Dance. Garth Brooks.
Friends in Low Places.
Friends in Low Places. Garth Brooks.
Rodeo.
Rodeo. We should have a rule, too. We can only do five of each artist.
Oh, so. You can't. No.
Why are you doing that? Just keep talking.
Just go.
You guys are never going to make
it. Why are you making rules? Oh.
That Shameless.
Garth Brooks, Shameless. Because that's like cheap.
Garth Brooks, The River.
I thought that's exactly what I thought. Abe would just name Garth Brooks albums, and it's going to.
These aren't albums.
Yeah, but,
but
they're not going to think of 90. I mean, George Strait has 60 number one.
Okay, well, if Amy wants to play that game, let's go.
Garth Brooks, what's she doing now?
Okay. Garth Brooks, say that one with a D word.
Huh? Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old.
Correct. Garth Brooks, If Tomorrow Never Comes.
If Tomorrow Never Comes. Unanswered Prayers.
Garth Brooks, Unanswered Prayers.
Are all of these 90s?
Yes. Well, absolutely. That came out in 1990.
Garth Brooks.
Full House, Working on a Full House.
Two of a Kind, Working on a Full House.
4 minutes left.
Okay.
Against the Grain.
Garth Brooks, Against the Grain. Let's switch it up a little bit.
Okay.
Let's go Tim McGraw.
All right.
Indian Outlaw. I don't know if that's 2000 or not.
It is.
It is?
Live Like You Were Dying.
Okay. Live Like You Were Dying. Tim McGraw, Don't Take the Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Tim McGraw, Best Friend.
You're My Best Friend.
Is it just called Best Friend?
I don't know. You're My Best Friend or Tim McGraw, Best Friend. We'll take them both.
Hey, let's move on.
May not be the 90s. Joe Diffie.
Joe Diffie. Here we go.
Let's do Third Rock from the Sun. Joe Diffie.
Pickup Man.
Pickup Man. Joe Diffie. John Deere Green. Boom. Let's do Diamond Rio. Diamond Rio, Meet in the Middle.
Yep.
Diamond Rio.
So I got a Diamond Rio.
Crap.
Move on.
Lone Star, Amazed.
Amazed, yeah.
Okay, how many is that? crap.
Shenandoah.
Okay. Shenandoah, Church on the Cumberland Road.
Okay.
Next to you, next to me, Shenandoah.
3 minutes left.
20. Okay, here.
We have to get 50?
We're good. Alan Jackson,
Chattahoochee. Alan Jackson, Mercury Blues.
Dang, I should have bet $500.
Alan Jackson.
She's Gone Country.
Alan Jackson, Itty Bitty.
Yep.
Alan Jackson.
What's the Cornbread and Chicken?
She's Gone Country.
Okay, that's we already did that one.
Okay. Let's go to George Strait. George Strait.
Check yes or no.
George Strait. Run. George Strait.
I mean, the 90s is tough for George
I know,
because
it's 80s and 2000s.
No. Yeah. Come on, 90s are... Eddie, come on. You know George Strait one.
Write this down.
What's the one that you walked
Just write whatever.
From.
If we got it, just put it
Eddie,
down.
Eddie, you walked
Carrying
from...
Your Love With Me.
Yeah, West Virginia.
Amy, why are you helping
Clear Blue Sky.
George Strait. Okay, let's move on.
Okay, who else? Let's do Trisha Yearwood.
She's in Love With A Boy. Trisha Yearwood, X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
30.
2 minutes to go. You got to quit saying the artist. Just say the song.
No, we have to.
No, we got
to
do the artist.
Oh, gosh, you're never going to make it.
Oh, let's do Susie Boggess, Drive South.
Okay,
good. let's go Billy Ray Cyrus.
Achy Breaky Heart.
Yeah.
Some Gave All.
Boom.
Some Gave All what?
Shut.
Some Gave All.
Shut.
Who sang it?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
You have to
We did.
Clay Walker.
Ride Me.
No. Clay Walker. What's his song?
Nothing But The Tail Lights. George Strait.
Watermelon Crawl.
Tracy Byrd.
Yep. Tracy Byrd, Watermelon Crawl. Bubba Shot the Jukebox, Mark Chestnut.
Correct. How about...
What Kind of Fool Do You Think I Am, Leora Parnell.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some good 90s women.
Yep.
Pam Tillis. Pam Tillis, Shake the Sugar Tree.
Pam Tillis.
Reba. I don't know if Fancy. I don't know if it's 90s, but we'll go Reba Fancy.
Okay, Reba Fancy.
Let's go Reba... That's the Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
Yep.
Let's One go. Minute, you need like 50 more.
Guys, come on.
Little Texas.
Little Texas.
Okay, let's go Little Texas. What Might Have Been, God Bless Texas, and that's all I got.
Shania Twain.
Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Yeah.
Whose Boots Have You Have Your Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under?
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Deanna Carter.
Deanna Carter, Strawberry Wine.
Yeah, more Shania Twain, though.
Look how far we've come.
No, you can't sing. You're messing us up.
We have five left, Bones.
We only have five left?
Anyone.
They have to get to 90, guys.
45. What? We need 50.
90!
90!
Oh, 90!
Oh, got it.
Oh, boy, we're not going to make this.
God, you should have bet way more.
Okay, who else?
I know you did.
Neil McCoy. You know any Neil McCoy? Toby Keith. Should have been a cowboy.
Courtesy of Red, White, and Blue.
Yep. Mm.
That's 2001. 2000? Yeah, I couldn't have been 2002. Kenny Chesney.
Don't blink. That time's up.
Timer has expired.
We should have done 9 minutes, Bones.
I didn't want to sit here for nine, though, because I thought everybody would change the channel.
Gosh, that's tough, man.
How many we get?
46.
I should have bet $500 because that would have been 1,000.
Are there any big ones that we missed that you guys thought?
Oh, I'm sure a ton.
Strawberry Wine, you never said
we did it.
No, they finally did it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Did I shave my legs for this?
That was an album.
It's also a song.
It is?
Yeah, it's also a song.
You guys missed the chicks, too.
Yeah, you didn't do the chicks.
Oh, there are 100 things we missed.
Wide open space.
Amy singing in our ear.
Trying to give you a hint. Look how.
Hey, guys, that's a lot harder than you think.
Hey, but we're the ones that we should.
I know. We were all bragging.
I thought you would just go down. I thought you had all Garth Brooks albums memorized.
I could have, but we changed artists.
No, you changed artists.
No, I had more Garth Brooks, dude.
No, we could have
even go to. We didn't even go to.
No, you can't do it now. You can't do it now.
I mean, we had No Fences. We could have gone through all No Fences.
Because at first I said, let's just do five. And you're like, no. Then I'm like, all right, let's go. Let's just commit.
I don't remember that.
Dang. I owe me $50.
And I don't know why you guys were writing them down.
We weren't. We stopped doing that.
Yeah.
We didn't even
do Brooks and Dunn, dude.
Oh.
Your head just goes blank.
Yeah.
I know what Abby feels like now.
That's a fun game, though.
Hey, y'all, neither one of y'all were like, my brain.
Don't do this to me, brain.
My brain. That is fun. Okay, good job, guys.
That's fun for you guys.
I'll take Venmo.
You want it? All right. Well, let us play a song.
Which one? Which one that you named?
You want to do like?
I want to do Diffy.
Nah, come on. I mean, that's good.
What do you mean?
But
let's do like Shameless.
Okay, let's do Shameless.
Only because I have it written down. It's one of the only ones I wrote down.
Did y'all do Colin Baton Rouge?
We did.
No, we didn't get to In Pieces.
Eddie wanted me to move on.
Did you do Thunder Rolls?
No.
Okay,
you got to stop because there's a lot we didn't do and we're going to drive ourselves crazy over this bit.
Okay.
Did you do Unanswered Prayers?
Yes, we
I
did
think
that.
So,
we did
yeah.
that.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
Oh, yeah. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed, and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
When your child fights sleep, it can feel like a battle you'll never win. Imagine a bedtime routine you all look forward to, where you cuddle in and let the stress of the day melt away. Welcome to Sleep Tight Stories, a calming weekly podcast that brings bedtime stories, cuddles, and comfort to families worldwide. The stories are quirky, relatable, and spark wonder without overstimulation, so listeners can fall asleep and stay asleep. Each episode is narrated by me, Cheryl McLeod, a second grade teacher, and written by my husband, Clark, an eternal second grader at heart. Tune in tonight and bond over a story before drifting off to sleep. Make bedtime the sweetest part of your day. Sleep Tight Stories. Listen to Sleep Tight Stories on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Captain Cringe, aka Lunchbox, did some interviews for pre-CMA Awards remotes. Now, just to give you guys a little inside baseball here, our pre-CMA Awards remotes are basically where we and a whole bunch of other media people go into a place in town, and all the country artists show up there, and we do a bunch of interviews. Lunchbox came along, and he has been given the nickname of Captain Cringe for a multitude of reasons, but one of them being how he likes to interview artists, and something kind of gross went down with some artists that maybe he shouldn't have asked. I don't know. You see for yourself.
Number four.
I'm going to ask you guys a question. You can pick the bit, kind of. Do you want to do a bit that's like fun and wholesome, and we all get a laugh and feel better about ourselves, or do you want to do a bit where we're just very disappointed in somebody on the show and they did something that was cringy?
Fun and wholesome.
Ooh, cringy.
Fun.
Oh, cringy.
Fun. Anybody else?
2-1 cringe.
Sorry, Amy.
So this sucks, and it's hilarious at the same time. Lunchbox went out yesterday to interview artists because the CMA Awards are coming up tomorrow night, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Wednesday.
Yep. Yeah, so Gabby Barrett. What's up, buddy?
Oh, yeah, man.
He just shook his
head. He cocked his head as soon as I said that.
Yeah.
He's upset. He wants to have her banned from our show forever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and or until an apology is...
I want to actually walk through this together. It makes me uncomfortable, but since you guys chose cringe, that's what we'll do. Morgan, were you also there?
Yes, I was there.
Okay. So, Gabby Barrett, she has... I hope you both feel a spark by the end of the trial. I've known Gabby for a long time. I was working on American Idol when Gabby was on American Idol. And so I worked with her for a whole year. I knew her when she was still living in Pennsylvania. Now she lives here. Big star. She's been on the show a few times.
A few times.
Yeah. So, you guys are sitting there doing interviews, and here, this is the Gabby walking up and asking this question.
Where's Bobby?
He has a lot more on his calendar than I do, and so...
Fair.
So...
No. Hold on.
Okay.
I took that as, you guys are interviewing me, Bobby should be interviewing me, or, not you guys.
Or that's my friend, where's Bobby? Morgan, how did you take it?
I didn't take it bad, but it was funny because it was the first thing she said. It wasn't like, hey, how are you guys? Where's Bobby? It was.
But what if she's looking
Bobby?
For me? She's like, oh, where's Bobby?
And it does say your name on the sign up there. So, like, I do understand why. Mm. I didn't take it negatively, but it was the initial reaction of, like, where are you? Why are you guys here?
Yeah, like, who are you guys and where's Bobby? Like,
But I think you're inserting that. That's the story you're telling yourself.
Right, and that's what I think. If you are doing an interview, you don't walk in and say, where is someone
else? But what if she was literally looking for me because we're friends?
Just be cool with whoever's interviewing you and do the interview.
No, I agree, but she might have just been curious. Hey, where's Bobby?
Okay.
So, okay, fine.
Maybe she was.
Fine.
Okay.
But this is not even where he got the most butthurt.
I wouldn't even call it butthurt.
What would you call it?
Offended.
Same thing.
Okay. So should I play the clip or should we set it up first? Because I have the one of her. This is where he feels insulted. Should I just play the clip?
I think you
just play the clip.
Go ahead.
Lunch, you want to do the intro?
No, you can do it.
Lunch? What?
Lunchy.
Wait a second.
Call him Lunchy.
Hold on.
Loves it.
Why are you called Lunch?
Well, his name is Lunchbox.
That's why, but she just shorts it for...
Lunch. You didn't know his name's Lunchbox?
Well, hello.
Who's
this
pulling
is Gabby
my
Barrett,
leg?
Everybody.
No, I promise.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
I promise. His name's Lunchbox on air.
That's not your...
Wow.
I thought somebody was telling me that he's eating lunch during
well, I was.
Interview.
I was eating
he
lunch.
He was also doing that.
Oh, my gosh.
Being one of the top 25 most famous people in Nashville, and then Gabby Barrett doesn't know who I am. This is weird.
Sorry.
You are definitely not top 25.
This is very awkward.
Okay, so here we have... Gabby didn't know who Lunchbox was.
Okay.
I mean, that makes sense.
No.
Absolutely.
No,
he
no.
doesn't even look at artists. If we have a guest, he doesn't look up from his computer.
No.
He doesn't.
Absolutely poor form on her.
Okay.
Poor form.
Poor form?
What are you saying?
It looks really bad on her not to know what is going on.
Why?
But she walked into something.
Every other artist walks in there. They know who you are. They know everything. Gabby Barrett walks in and, first of all, where's Bobby? You two don't need to
be
interviewing
me. But we're friends from back in the day. She never said, you two don't need to be interviewing me. You
basically,
made that
she
up.
Just said it with
you
that
can't
clip
say
also.
Basically, but you
Did
can't
you
say
hear? Oh, what? Your name's Lunch, huh? Who are these people? What? What am I doing here?
Go ahead.
Like, come on. Like, when you're going somewhere, know what you're doing.
Like, how about when you interview artists and you don't know who they are?
Exactly. Or you say their name wrong.
Yeah. Like, you didn't even know who Low Cash. You didn't even know the guy's names.
Yeah, because they're called Low Cash.
They have names.
Yeah, but you don't say,
Chris
you say
Preston.
Old Dominion. You don't go,
no.
Hey, this is so. You call them Old Dominion.
But
you call them a band.
Matt, you might say,
no,
hey,
I'd say Matt.
Matt
of Old Dominion.
Whomever. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, guys! When you say coming up, you don't say, "Hey, we're gonna talk to."
But that's
Trip,
you're doing a tease. You're doing a tease. You said coming up. We're not talking about a tease.
Where you say we're talking to Old Dominion. You don't say low. You say low cash.
Okay,
you don't
so say, okay, but this is by that logic, then you are the Bobby Bone Show.
That's true.
You're not Lunchbox. You are Bobby Bone Show.
Got him.
Because why would you say
wrong? Right. I'm the interviewer. Everybody that walks up to that booth knows who we are. I mean, people that I don't even know. I talked to some guy, another guy from Idol, Chase Beckham.
Yeah, he's been on the show though.
Yeah, he's been
in the studio.
And so is Gabby Barrett.
But did you know Chase? You said some guy, like you didn't know who he was.
I didn't know when he was walking up. I didn't, but guess what he did? What's up, Lunchbox? How's it going? Boom.
Right, but you didn't know who he was.
But you didn't know who he was either.
He was literally just in here.
No, but he literally knew who I was.
Stop saying literally.
But
Gabby,
you should know.
Acted like she was
him.
Like, oh my gosh, these guys. And then what? Your name's Lunch? Huh? Like it was her mind.
That
was
is
blown.
A stupid name. And my name's stupid too. We both have stupid names.
I understand, but it was a bad look on her.
Damn. I feel like it was a misunderstanding.
Oh! Yeah, misunderstanding.
I feel like if I didn't know her personally outside of the show, she probably wouldn't have said, "Where's Bobby?"
You think she went to any other show and didn't know who they were?
She probably has a relationship with me that she just probably going to other shows blank. Going, I don't know who this is at all. And so she's just nice and kind. You go to somebody's house, you never met him before, where she knows me. So she's like, "Where's Bobby?"
Okay.
And you're just a little more open.
And then I'm like,
you're just insulted because she didn't know who you were.
I'm just, it was shocking.
And like, you think you're famous.
Like, she needs to, like, get with it.
Oh, my.
What does that mean, get with it? Like, for example,
like understand what's going on in the world. Like, you don't know who I am. Like, I am more famous than you, and you don't know who I am.
You think you're more famous than Gabby Barrett?
Yeah.
You're not.
Sorry, dude.
That's weird. You're not, though.
Definitely.
Well, you may think that.
We do. Right. Yeah. Ray, that's the only two clips from this, right?
Yep.
Okay. Morgan, anything you want to add? Because you were there. This feels pretty cringy.
It was cringy. And it was definitely funny when I laughed really hard when she did not realize who he was. I didn't expect her to know us at all. So, but
Morgan, what other artists didn't know who you were?
It doesn't matter.
No, I'm asking you. What other artists didn't know who you were?
I'm sure plenty of them. Not any of them were like, "Hey, Morgan, how's it going?" I think it was hilarious to watch him and his reaction be like, "You don't know who I am." He made himself very important during this interview. And I do think his interview style works on some people, but it wasn't working on Gabby. And he was not appreciative of the fact that his comedy was not funny to her.
Gabby's Instagram following, 868,000. Mm. Lunchbox is 308,000.
Mm. Oh, wow.
More famous than you.
It's quite the difference.
Number one songs, Gabby. Well, some. Lunchbox, zero. Mm.
And I genuinely think she, like, thought I was joking. I don't think she, like, meant it as a mean thing. She
I don't.
No, no, I understand she thought you were joking. The fact that she didn't know my name is crazy. Like, that's absolutely mind-blowing.
And he acted like that the rest of the interview.
Yeah, I did. I was like, this is a waste of time. Like,
oh, to do the whole interview.
Basically, like, we're not good enough for you. You don't even know our names. Like, why are we wasting our time with you?
Well, you're technically there for them.
Yeah,
you interview them
for
them.
You're not a treat for them.
Right. But they're not coming to see you.
They're a treat for
you're
you.
There
and
for
guess what? If she wants her music to be known, guess who she needs to?
Not you.
Program directors.
Yeah, not you. CMA Awards live Wednesday night, which is tomorrow, 8/7 Central on ABC, and available to stream next day on Hulu. Misunderstanding.
Cool.
Yeah.
Big time.
I wonder if Gabby will know the people's names there.
At the
it's already happened.
CMAs?
Oh, at the CMAs.
Yeah.
Probably.
Because
they're famous, not. Probably. It'd be like real people.
Who knows? People. Doesn't seem like she's real with it.
She's very with it.
Remember that tour bus that had no idea who you were?
Yeah. No, the tour bus
Gabby
full of
Barrett
tourists.
Was?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. She has big songs.
All they would know.
Her big song right now is Glory Days. It's awesome.
I see Lunchbox talk to Megan Maroney yesterday. Hey, Morgan, he did a Would You Rather. Was he doing that with everybody?
So I had this idea to put together like a Would You Rather video and kind of compile them all of everybody answering the same Would You Rather question. And I had told him about that, but he was like, that's not gross enough. You need that to be
that's
more.
That's not gross enough?
Yeah, hers was kind of boring.
He was like, that's lame. And I said, first of all, I don't need these people to be like offended by what we ask them.
Or who do you want to watch the video? Like, who's your audience for the video? Garbage Pail Kids?
I just think when one has to put a thought into the would you rather, it makes it more interesting.
I would agree with that.
Thank
you. You said gross.
Oh, yeah. All of his involved bodily fluids. Like, there was not a single one he pitched that wasn't like bodily something.
What did you want it to be? Do you remember?
I just wanted it to be funny while also not like super gross.
Okay.
Just a mix of both.
You didn't really have one that you wanted.
And that's why I'd asked him. And so he did. The one I still use still involved bodily fluids, but I felt it was at least more appropriate for the artist to answer.
So here is Lunchbox asking a, some would say inappropriate.
I would say I went rogue. I said, Morgan, I'm not going to do your would you rather. I'm going
to
do mine. Megan Maroney, yeah.
Let's see if it's inappropriate. Go ahead.
I want to know, would you rather pee out your nose or poop out your ear?
Pee out my nose, for sure.
Huh, interesting. Because I feel like you'd have that smell there forever, and it was just like, if some drip...
Well, if you're hydrated.
That's a great point. Didn't think about that.
Okay.
You're lucky she's cool.
Yeah. And the way he's like a doctor, interesting.
Interesting you would say that.
It's I mean, like he wants 5-year-olds have a good point. To watch our video.
Yeah. I mean, it was a very good point about not if you're hydrated. I was like, oh, that's, you know, valid.
But even if you're not hydrated, I would choose that.
I just don't think that's well, we're really? Not we're not doing the would you rather. We're actually doing the it's funny.
Thank you.
But it's also gross.
I didn't think it was that bad. I think it's like artists want to have fun when they come to these interviews.
But your whole thing was it wasn't gross enough.
Or you're right, because you want them to think like, ugh.
Also, I'd rather pee out my nose all day long.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Now you're playing it?
No, I did, only because Amy tried to get, I just want to honor her.
Thanks. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd poop out my ear.
I'd poop out my ear.
Ew, yeah. What is wrong?
I don't want to smell that. This I don't want to.
But I don't think I would ask a 24-year-old female that I really don't know who's an artist who's walking out and being like, hey, would you take a poop out your ear? I hear you are you, and we love that about you.
Thank you.
Another... Okay. It's Bird. It's a plane. It's Captain Cringe.
Is that me?
Yes.
Yeah, man. Okay, it's about you.
All right.
So here's the original clip of the Uber driver talking about he had some artists in his car. Here you go.
Hey, Matty Ante.
He pulled them and they're I guess their manager. It was raining like the day was raining. It only took like a couple blocks.
How about them? They tip?
They did tip. Just a small ride.
Oh.
I'm just glad to help them get them out of the rain. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but when they're in your car, do you say, hey, will you sing me a song?
I don't do that. I just carry on a conversation like you and I right now, brother.
So you don't act like they're celebrities?
Nope.
Ah, gotcha.
So here's the guy, not really trying to start any drama. He's like, very short ride. I don't know if they tipped or not, but he said no. But then Lunchbox goes to them and goes, you didn't tip.
Oh, no.
I wanted to get to the bottom of it. Like, why didn't they
he
tip?
He doesn't want you to get to the bottom of it. He's actually happy they were in the car.
I hear that.
Yeah.
But you want to know, like you guys.
Interesting. Okay, here we go.
What kind of tippers were they? Oh, well, it was them and someone from their record label and it was raining outside and it was only a couple blocks, but they didn't tip. And so I just want to know, what's up with that, Maddie and Tay?
Dude, we are 20 percenters all the time. And so management, if you're just going a couple blocks, it's okay.
I'm just telling you what he said. So I just want to know what was up, Maddie and Tay. But you guys are good tippers, though?
Oh, yeah. I go 20%. Absolutely. 20% minimum.
Sorry to that guy.
Yeah.
I know.
You heard it here first. Maddie and Tay apologize, man.
$20. Yeah, I'm sorry, man.
Maddie and Tay make
great
public apology to Uber driver that we didn't tip on a few blocks.
Yeah.
You even said the story wrong back to them. You don't even get your facts right when you say things.
What do you mean?
There was nobody from the record label.
No, there was. He did say there was a record label.
He said management.
Well, whatever.
Or manager.
Oh, yeah.
That's not the same thing.
Oh. Okay.
It's just not the same thing at all. So it is.
I don't think he knows. I think he just sees.
And you don't either.
I don't know what the difference is.
Right. There's a big difference, but you don't either. But you're repeating stuff back that wasn't even said to you.
But what I take from that is that's probably who was paying for the Uber. And
for sure.
And they're like, oh.
That makes sense.
You know, and they both gasped. Like,
but if you're going to call somebody out, you at least got to get the facts right.
Mm-hmm. And there was a misrepresentation when he said the Uber driver goes, and they didn't tip.
Oh, the whole thing's a misrepresentation. Because the Uber driver was not even upset.
No.
The best part was like 5 minutes after this, Lunchbox walked off. Like he stirred the pot and just ran off, right? Well, after they're going up to their team like, hey, who was that? We need to like find this Uber driver. We need to figure out what happened. And for like 5 minutes, they're sitting there trying to figure it out because they feel really bad.
God.
And I was like, guys, it's okay. Like, genuinely, it's okay.
Yeah.
And they were adamant about trying to figure it out.
I don't think I'm starting crap.
You are.
The guy was not upset.
It was a follow-up. It's like a news story. You know, you go and you report on something, and then you come back.
But you didn't even report the facts to them right.
News Channel 26, and we got a follow-up on that story we did last week. We talked to the guys that broke into the house, and we found out why.
CMA Awards live tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC. Stream the next day on Hulu.
So you're doing like Lunchbox on your side.
Exactly. Gotcha, I thought it was a good little follow-up.
That's funny. LB on your side. That's good. Okay. All good.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
Is Bobby dying was the question that was posed because Bobby fell asleep when they were recording a podcast. So they were on the road filming some Too Much Access and decided to do a podcast recording of their show 25 Whistles. During that, Bobby was talking and then all of a sudden just falls asleep and nobody knows what to do. And we have the audio of it. So like Bobby heard it back and was like, what is going on? But I mean, he's not going to go to a doctor because technically he is a doctor. So see for yourself. I mean, maybe let us know if you're concerned about Bobby after this all happened.
Number 3.
Am I dying? I want to play this clip. I've never been talking and just fallen asleep while talking. It's a bizarre health thing, I guess. But we do a sports. I just really tired?
Yeah, could be.
Even that.
But let me just say, we've been flying all morning. We were in Utah. I was in the front seat, passenger.
We'd been running hard that morning.
We had done an entire football show with pads on, hitting each other at BYU, all this stuff.
So this is the first time you've run this hard?
Yeah.
No.
Okay, see?
But I know.
Did Eddie run that hard?
Yeah, time zone.
No, not physically ran.
Like just going on tour, California. Yeah. So we did this podcast called 25 Whistles, and we do this thing where we give this promise, and if we lie to you, it's a broken promise. We have to pay money at the end of the year, whatever. It's called a broken promise. So during that segment, I fell asleep. I start talking and I just fall asleep. I have not heard of this yet. Will you please play it?
But every time I say I like that, that's the one I was like, I should not have bet that one because I lost.
And thanks.
Eddie has a...
Reed.
What?
Kind of Advil to give Bobby.
Okay.
What Eddie said was kind of because I had some Advil, I had a headache from us like falling.
And they said, what kind of Advil did you give him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Mike D gave him a couple
of Advil. Okay, so how many people were talking before you? Because now that I'm hearing it, I'm like, whoever was talking, you were already starting to fall asleep as they're talking.
But and I'm in the middle of saying words.
Right.
That was
but
me talking.
You're like, right, he was talking, you're starting to fall asleep, and then you know, like in a dream state where you say like, you know?
So you don't think I'm dying?
I hope not.
One more time.
Every time I say I like that, that's the one I was like, I should not have bet that one because I lost.
And
thanks.
Eddie has a...
Reed.
It sounds like I'm drunk.
That's the microphone falling too because you're holding the microphone.
Oh, it was?
Okay.
Man, that's kind of weird and scary.
To me, you were already...
Drunk.
You're like sleepwalking in a way doing that episode. And so then you've completely passed out.
No, but he was fine like 20 seconds like before that.
So you didn't have a stroke though, right?
I don't think so.
20 seconds?
That's what I was worried about.
Okay. Somebody gave you a laced Advil.
Okay. We're going to go with that.
Mike D.
Or you're dying.
Mike's
like a meemaw. He's got Advil. He's got peppermint.
Yeah.
Whatever Band-Aids. You need. He's got it. But if you want to hear that, it's up on the 25 Whistles and it is scary.
Amy, did you hear all of us going like, what just happened?
Yeah, no, I mean...
They thought it was a bit at first.
I did, totally.
Perplexed, for sure.
That's it. So if I if I die soon, it's probably because something new.
Oh my goodness, don't say that.
Maybe it was just Utah. Maybe it was that mountains, the elevation.
Oh yeah, altitude. It's gotta be.
Altitude, Mormons.
smart people at the university.
Everybody's way good looking.
Correct.
The student center. There's all these things that we're not always around.
The student center?
Yeah, we ate there.
Yeah, we're eating with all the
Everybody's
students.
Everybody's so nice at that school. It's the nicest school. As far as like people, it's the nicest thing people have ever seen.
Oh.
Even one time Eddie sucked snapping the ball and he skips it and they were like, that's a good job though.
Yeah. They were still really nice.
Yeah. Okay, well,
stop.
I don't like that clip.
You know what it made me think of? People that have narcolepsy.
Right.
Yeah. And how hard that would be because you could just be chilling, living life and fall asleep right there.
What do you remember from that?
I don't.
Oh, that's great. That's crazy.
You remember doing the episode?
Mm-mm. I remember waking up and going, what happened?
Okay.
Did you wake up when we got to the airport?
Yeah.
You guys woke me up?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay. You guys were like, Bobby, wake up.
I think
I was naked.
It's worth.
Whoa, that's not true.
It's worth talking to a doctor.
I am a doctor, so I'll talk to myself later and catch it up.
About it.
Let's go. It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number 2.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special mom in your life. And what better way than with the Osea's limited edition skincare sets, featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets that are perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their advanced eye care duo brightens, awakens, and firms the skin around your eyes, while the golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths the skin all over. Both sets are packaged in giftable boxes. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. And the best part? For a limited time, you can save up to $46 on Osea's sets. Plus, get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. This Mother's Day, get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off site-wide.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us. Oh, yeah.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A few months ago, our phone screener, Abby, won Employee of the Month. And for her win, she decided to have a segment that she could do at some point on the show. Well, that segment finally just happened this week. She brought in the Air Force Academy Band, who were so awesome telling their story of how, like, they all come together and all the auditions that happen. And it's a pretty rigorous process to become part of this band. And then they performed a medley, which was super amazing, with Veterans Day falling on today. And then they also covered Country Roads. So you can hear the medley here, but if you want to see the Country Roads cover, you're going to have to go to our YouTube page. But for now, you're going to hear the Air Force Academy Band.
Number two.
Guys, welcome in. Abby, who works on this show, she gets to pick any segment because she was Employee of the Month. And do you have a microphone? Oh, there you go. Yeah, and so she picked you guys to come in. And I was like, well, that's a great idea. And I didn't even put the two together, but it also works amazingly that tomorrow is also Veterans Day. So welcome to the show, the Air Force Academy Band, Wild Blue Country.
Yeah.
Okay. So what is your name?
I'm Jeff Valentine.
I don't know what to call you because it's like, do I call you like, that's why I said, what is your name?
Right.
He has a name tag on and I could have easily just called him his name tag, but do I call you like, what's your rank?
So this is Senior Master Sergeant in the Air Force. It's the grade is E8, which is different in each service. But for the Air Force, they call it Senior Master Sergeant. And those guys are all technical sergeants. But yeah, when they ask me what my name is, that's not my name. That's just my rank. So we just use our names, our actual name, like you would.
Okay, Master Sergeant Mike. Or Master Sergeant.
Valentine.
Yeah, Valentine. Master Sergeant Valentine. Oh, man. He just has so many colors on his, you know, it's like when you see like General Schwarzkopf.
I thought he was a general when he walked in.
Or Admiral Sergeant. Okay. As you can see, I'm intimidated by you guys. Very much so. They all are smiling though. Are you all musicians like your whole life and you guys got together because you were in the Air Force?
Well, the way the musicians work in the Air Force and a lot of branches is they kind of, there's not as much training, so that most of the military will send people off after basic training to technical school, and they'll learn how to do the job that the service wants them to do. But in the Air Force, we come in as professionals already, so we compete for these jobs against lots of other people. Yeah, there's an audition like a full-time orchestra where you'll see the post,
wow,
and you'll have to send in applications with audio samples of you playing what they say, and then if they deem that good enough, they'll invite you to the live audition with everybody else who passed, and you'll have to compete round for round to see if you get the job. And then if you do, at that point, you still have to go to the recruiter and get into basic training and do the training, and then you come to work after that instead of going off to training, which they would send everyone else off to do.
How is this not a show?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, The Voice or whatever, but you're training to be in the band, but also we get to know you guys as enlisted, and we follow you, and we root. This is a show.
The wheels are turning.
Wait, so do you?
I haven't heard them yet, though. Okay. Yeah.
Did y'all go, or do you have the Air Force Academy? Do you attend? You're the Air Force Academy band.
Right. So the Air Force Academy, basically, we are the Air Force Academy band, which is enlisted professional musicians that are used to support the mission of the Academy. And then we're kind of dual hatted because we wear the uniform. So we promote the Air Force. We're Air Force enlisted officers, but we're also part of the Academy. So we're dual hatted. So we promote. They're a 4-year college, and they have college students who go. They're called cadets. And then they graduate and they become lieutenants and they're officers in the Air Force to lead the Air Force. So we support that mission. But we also, because we're Air Force musicians, this is one of the jobs in the Air Force. So if someone wants to come in and they're good enough at their instrument, they could audition and win the job and actually do what we're doing up here.
Gotcha. That's so legit. That's what I would do.
So, like, do these guys lose their spot if someone comes in?
Is it every year? How often do you have to audition?
No, it's a little bit. So, it's similar to tenure. So, once you get the job, you have the job. You do have to maintain that and stuff like that. But there's no, it's not likely you're going to lose that job over time unless something happens. It's possible you could get medical issues that would require you, because we still have to do all the same things where we're doing the PT test and running and passing the things and taking all the vaccines and everything. So if we can't do that for some reason, we could get thrown out for that.
Well, Sergeant Valent.
Senior Master Sergeant.
That's all I say. Sir! Valentine, sir! Will you introduce everybody in the band here, because there are 5 of you total, and just kind of what their specialty is?
Sure. So I'll just start closest to me. This is Technical Sergeant. All their ranks are Tech Sergeant. This is Michael Evangelista, and he's our bass player. He's fairly new. You're maybe the newest member here, right?
Sergeant Evangelista. Let's go. Yes, sir.
So he kicked another bass player out, obviously, because
he was in Maroon 5 before this.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
And our cajon player, our drum kit player, but he's playing cajon today, is Michael Coletti, and I've deployed with Mike. He's a great guy. He's been in for a while.
Are you a sergeant too? Yeah. Sergeant Coletti, go on, yes! Okay.
And then our lead singer here is Sergeant Denver Murphy.
Sergeant Murphy! Denver Murphy!
And our lead guitarist over there playing acoustic today is Bobby Wolf.
Sergeant! Sergeant Wolf? Yes. Sergeant Wolf!
Sergeant.
Right. Oh, so you guys actually deploy?
Yes, absolutely.
To entertain?
Well, we do different things over there. There's a band. There's an Air Force band over there 24/7. So the bands just rotate. So the stateside bands will spend a certain amount of time over there and then come back and swap with another band. So there's always a band over there that supports AFCENT, Air Force Central Command, and CENTCOM, the commands over there. And so we've deployed over there. And, yeah, we do some troop support, but there's also State Department things. So if one of the cities is trying to gain favor with, you know, people in the community, they'll send us to the Children's Cancer Hospital. We'll play there. We'll do things in the community to let them play with us. Mm-hmm. It opens up a lot of doors just through music and not, you know, it's a soft power that we love that we can do.
They're performing at the Veterans Day event tomorrow at the Opry, November 11th. So, it's awesome. The Opry's awesome anyway, but they'll be there during the Veterans Day show. Bill Anderson, John Conley, Oak Ridge Boys, obviously Wild Blue Country. So, well, let's hear if they got it.
Come on.
Everybody turn your chair the other way. If they're good, turn around.
Game show?
Yeah. No, Wild Blue Country, would you guys, because I heard you guys do like an armed services medley. Is that possible? Would you guys give that to us? Yeah. All right, let's give it a little run here.
So that would be like each branch has their
each
own
branch.
Song in your
yes, ma'am. Okay. So we'll start with Army, then it goes to Navy, Marines, Coast Guard, Space Force, Air Force.
Do you sing the Air Force one best?
We're not biased.
What we'd normally do is
we
play this at the end of the concert so that all the veterans in the audience could actually stand up during their song, and then people see what the service that they were in, and then they would sit down, the next one stand up, and it's just a way to recognize them for a concert.
Mm-hmm. Love that part, but Amy has a good point.
I also just said husband. My ex-husband went to the Air Force Academy and was in the Air Force, but... And He was joint. So he was a JSOC, so joint operations. So he worked with everybody else. All right.
Let us be a part of the conversation here, secret language.
She doesn't hold it against you guys. Yeah.
No, but it's like Air Force is sort of, everyone seemed to like turn their nose up and like, okay, I'm the Air Force.
Because they're fancy?
Yeah, they're like, it's like the best one. Well, at least.
Don't they all think they're the best one?
Yes, he would say they're just jealous because we have the nicest things. Right?
Yeah. That's a tough one to answer.
Okay, so, I like it. I like his.
I like the way the Air Force treats their people.
Yes.
And so I've been in for 20 years and I've deployed a number of times and I've seen, and I just believe in the way the Air Force treats their people more. It's not about the stuff as much as it's about the disrespect for people inherently instead of, I've seen some of the lower ranking people in other services not be treated as well. And I'm not, sometimes I haven't seen that as being legitimate, really.
Gotcha.
I think it depends who you ask.
I like all, we like all branches. I'm just saying.
We love all branches.
We love, yeah.
Why you got to bring up controversy with our favorite?
They haven't even played yet.
Here we go. This is great, though. So this is what you do at the end of a show so everybody can stand up and get the recognition they deserve. And do they only stand up when their song comes on? And do they stay standing the whole time?
They don't usually stay standing, but it's also for family members because sometimes that member can't come. And so if it's a family member, we announce the title so they know they should stand on behalf of someone who's either deployed, perhaps deceased, something like that.
Love it. Here they are, Wild Blue Country with the Armed Services Medley.
First to fight for the right and to build the nation's might, and the army goes rolling along. Proud of all we have done, fighting till the battle's won, and the army goes rolling along. And it's high, high, hey, the army's on its way. Count off the cadence loud and strong, for wherever we go, you will always know that the army goes rolling along. Anchors away, my boys, anchors away. Farewell to foreign shores, we sail at break of day. To our last night on shore, drink to the foam. Until we meet once more, here's wishing you a happy voyage home. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. First to fight for right and freedom and to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marine. We're always ready for the call. We place our trust in thee. Through surf and shore and howling gale, high shall our purpose be. Semper Paratus is our guide, our fame and glory too. To fight, to save, or fight and die, aye, Coast Guard, we are for you. We're the mighty watchful eye, guardians beyond the blue. The invisible front line, warfighters brave and true. Boldly reaching into space, there's no limit to our sky. Standing guard both night and day, we're the Space Force from on high. Off we go into the wild blue yonder, climbing high into the sun. Here they come, zooming to meet our thunder. Adam, now give them the gun. Down we dive, spouting our flames from under, off with one hell of a roar. We live in fame or go down in flame. Hey, nothing will stop the U.S. Air Force.
That was awesome.
Woo!
That was awesome.
Yeah.
I did feel it more when they were singing the Air Force.
I felt a little gusto on the Air Force, too. But hey,
I smiled a little bigger.
That makes sense,
though.
That's
really good. Holy cow. Yeah. So, a couple questions I have. Do you guys all live in the same place?
We all live in Colorado Springs. Okay. Geographically, that's where we live. That's where the bases are that we were employed.
Because like Low Cash, they live in different places now. But they're still a band. They get together and tour. Yeah. Right?
We all are from different places originally.
Sure, but you both, you all live in Colorado Springs, you say?
Yeah.
Okay. Number two, do you guys charge money to go places? How do you make money and how do you raise awareness? Like, is it all awareness or what?
So legally, we're not allowed to charge money for anything. It all has to be free and open to the public unless we're deemed incidental. So for the Opry performance, people have to pay for tickets. Mm-hmm. But they're not paying specifically to see us. There's no real proof of that. So we're able to go do something like that. For example, the anthem at the Yankees game or something like that. We could do those things because we're incidental. So that allows us to go and put this Air Force uniform in front of people on a large stage like that and get the word out through branding and through messaging, even though they might have to pay. So legally, we just have to be careful. We wouldn't be able to be part of something that was raising funding, even if we really agreed to it. So I know you guys do a lot of St. Jude stuff. I've followed this show for over at least a decade. Thank you. I'm a huge fan. I'm excited to be here. Starstruck.
He cracked a smile.
I know. Pretty cool.
So yes, sir. You smiled, sir.
I do sometimes. Wow. And so, we wouldn't be able to raise money for organ. We've played St. Jude before as free concerts.
Sure.
But if it's using something to raise money, we even have to be careful doing something like that because it's tough to, once one organization sees you could raise money for them, then we have to kind of raise money for everybody else. And in a way that puts working musicians out of work, and we can't do that. So we have to be careful, tread lightly on on what we're allowed to do. It's actually difficult to play things that are free and open to the public as a professional band. It's hard to do.
Did you know going into the Air Force that this was an option?
Well, that's what's interesting about the band is it's similar to, I don't want to say we're like doctors, but in the way we come in, we're more like doctors. So we come in already ready to do our job. So generally, because this audition, we didn't get into the Air Force prior to the audition. It's very rare to get into the Air Force and end up in the band. That's almost, it happens every now and then there'll be a vocalist or someone who's just such a great singer, but maybe they're a bomb loader or something and they can actually end up winning the audition because they're just so good. But in general, people come in as professional musicians competing with a bunch of other professional musicians. And then when you get the job, then you go to basic training and you do your thing, right. And then you come into the Air Force already with the guaranteed job.
So this is a sought out, like, you know, you want to be a professional singer and this is a sought out like goal.
The jobs will be posted in certain places. And so, for example, in other bands, if there's a different band and maybe they're a lower rank, as in this band, there's a bit of a rank promotion when you come in. And if you do, some other bands will actually have musicians who want to come into this band. So they'll audition against civilians and everyone else to try to come here to Colorado Springs and actually be part of the Academy band.
Hmm.
You could not look any more Air Force, though. Sergeant Valentine, look at him. He's got his
Senior Sergeant Valentine.
Senior, super senior sergeant, master.
Master.
Valentine.
Senior master, yeah.
Yes.
Sergeant.
It's just like he's got everything about his, his chiseled face.
Yeah, but y'all have to do all the like things, like standing at attention and all the...
What if they didn't? What if they got to break all the rules because they played music?
That would be cool.
Yeah, it's like in like real life, they're just counterculture. Yeah, that would be cool.
And salute like people when you're walking on campus and stuff, or any base, I guess. What about on campus? Like, do y'all have rank to the young cadets of like if they take a bite of food and they don't chew it in like three or five chews?
They haze them?
What in the world?
Do you guys haze each other? She wants to know.
Well, she's asking specifically about the cadets. And so, like, our role with the cadets is really more mentorship and stuff like that. So we don't necessarily get into the weeds of implementing any punishments or something. We'll be involved with them through marching band things and stuff like that. So it's real positive. They will.
It's bizarre, Amy.
No, it's
what
a thing.
On earth?
Right. Am I wrong?
That's just bizarre.
At one point in time, there was a thing where if you took too big of a bite, you had to make sure that whatever bite you put in your mouth, you could swallow it in three chews. And if you can't, then you have to do push-ups.
But isn't that just like a military? Lore, probably, but you're just.
I'm not aware
of
that.
Never heard that one. Okay.
Well,
it might be a thing, but I'm not aware of it.
Must have been happening back in '97.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Well, this is getting on.
This is something else.
Maybe it got elite, like hazing.
Okay. How about this?
Yeah.
I know you guys also, which by the way, that was awesome. By the way, it was awesome. This was super great. Love it. Could you guys do Country Roads? I heard you guys do Country Roads.
Oh, sure.
I play the whole song. Do you know the whole song, or do you know part of it, or what? Huh? Okay, only do the middle. I would just, I'm a little bit blown away at how I didn't, it's not that I expected you guys to not be good, but you're so distinct as well. It's really freaking cool. So
How about that? Can we do Country Roads?
Certainly.
All right, here they are. This is the Air Force Academy Band, which, by the way, tomorrow, Veterans Day, they will be performing at the Grand Ole Opry, and I hope you go, and I hope you get tickets and watch them and cheer, and yes, sir, when they finish, because that's what I'm going to do. All right, here they are, Wild Blue Country. The Air Force Academy Band, Wild Blue Country.
Come on.
I thought this would be cool. I didn't know it was going to be awesome. Holy cow. Abby, great job. Abby,
that was amazing.
Yeah. No, she didn't sing. She and you guys can't hear her, but she's the one. This is her segment that she wanted to do. This is really, really cool. So do you guys play all year long, or do you like, you do? So you just, it's a constant. You're just constantly on the road. You're, hey, touring. Right, Eddie?
Yeah. Rock stars. I got a question.
So Sergeant Master, top of the class guy, like Master
Lord,
Sergeant.
Lord.
Lord. Lord Sergeant.
Lord Valentine. Yes.
Lord Valentine. So you're just like, are you like the band manager?
No, he plays steel guitar too, but we couldn't fit it in here.
Oh.
Yeah.
So just so you know, these.
I really did. I thought he was the band manager.
These nicknames are going to follow me for the rest of my life.
Yes,
now.
They are.
I just want you to know
Thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I do play steel, so I'm up here just, I'm like kind of like trying to sort of play along because I'm used to playing. Now that I know how large the stage is, because I saw some of the old videos, you guys were in a different location. Mm-hmm. It was a lot tighter. And so I just kind of, we've done radio tour things, and I generally just have a camera because we can't fit that kind of thing in there. Now that I know, so you should just have us back next year for this, and then I'll bring the steel. We'll do
you
that.
You guys
way.
Have an invite next year for sure. Abby, great job. Employee Thank of the month you. Material here
wow.
for sure. And not only that, so we talk about if we did like our St. Jude Radiothon, could you guys play for that if you don't make money?
We'll find a way, yes.
Okay. I like that.
And then when you're deployed, how
What if
long
I secretly pay them and they don't know it? And then they get kicked out because they realize there are hundreds in their bag?
Yeah, all because of us.
That's awesome.
Yes. What a great story.
Are you going to ask about eating their apple or something?
Yeah, no. Amy, let's not do
How
that.
How long are there?
Do you pop towels, guys, in the shower? Yes.
That was a real, I don't know. How long
do
are
you
your
order a code red?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
How long are your deployments?
So the way they deploy the Air Force bands right now, it's generally about 100 days at a time. So they're
wow.
fairly short.
What?
And so.
Well.
That's pretty long. I mean, yes, in comparison to some. But that's 100 days is a long time to be away from your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's as long as they're in the Big Brother house.
Never thought about that.
And it's exactly
way.
The same,
same
man.
Deal.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Wild Blue Country, Grand Ole Opry tomorrow. The Air Force Academy Band. Thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thank you for your time and vocals. That was super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And the cool thing is, on the podcast, we can put up the first performance, Scuba, because that's like hundreds of years old.
Yeah, there's nothing
it's
on that.
Public domain.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
What about the Space Force, though? That's not public domain.
That had
right?
to be like written yesterday, right?
Right?
Pretty much.
Well,
much.
Oddly enough, that was written by a guy who lives here in Nashville named Jamie Tichner, who was our singer prior to Denver. He was actually active duty and the singer. And then when he got out of the Air Force, he didn't stay in. He was very good friends with General John Raymond, who was the first chief of space operations. And they started talking about needing a song as the Space Force was concocted. And he ended up being the composer for the song. So when you look it up, it still says James Tichner. So he was over at the hotel last night just trying to bar some pants.
Wow.
That's awesome.
How long ago was that song written?
Very recently, maybe a year and a half.
Within the last
I was walking around Disney World with my family getting texts from Jamie trying to figure out how to have help orchestrating it for the Air Force because it was being written at that time. It was a very neat little
wow.
story.
I wish there was a line about aliens. We'll fight aliens.
When they see them, they'll add that line.
Okay, yeah. Little green men. Like that would be it. Okay, Wild Blue Country, Air Force Academy Band. Thank you guys so much for coming in. There they are. Nice job.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
And this feels weird, having myself in the number one spot, but it was a massive segment this week for multiple different moments, but I gave a friendship bracelet with my phone number to a country artist. There was a lot of CMA awards events happening, and so I just decided to shoot my shot, and I did. It happened. You found out who it was. You even hear how it all went down, how Lunchbox jumped in, even though I didn't want him to. There is just a lot here, and if you love hearing it, maybe go check out the video. There's videos of all of it. Yeah, I think I just need to let this be what it is and let you guys hear it for yourself before I make myself any more awkward. So without further ado, this is me shooting my shot.
Number one.
I just say, this is Employee of the Month style bit right here.
It is.
It's big.
For
oh,
sure.
Yeah.
Employee of the year.
Yeah.
So easy.
Morgan runs our digital. She's also on the air a bunch. How long have you been with the show, Morgan?
Oh, we are 6.5 years.
In all 6.5 of these years, this certain artist has come in for all 6.5 years.
Yes.
And I never knew, we haven't said who it is. I never knew you had a crush. Had you always had a crush?
No, honestly, I never let myself get there because I never was going to date an artist. Like, I just really had put a barrier up.
And why now have you removed that barrier?
Well, because nothing else has been working. So why am I going to keep putting, like, limitations on things when nothing has worked?
Okay, you want different results, you do different things.
Yeah. Yep.
Man, it's so awkward.
And Amy, you know who it is?
I do.
And I can say who it is now because I have the clip?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to play the clip first and let it be what it is.
Oh, come on.
Lunchbox, Eddie said he got on your computer because you were searching it yesterday and you had titled Country Artists That Have a T in Their Name or something.
I mean, there was a list of 300 country artists. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's why. I mean, I left out the first word, the first, because I forgot his first name. And I realized it later. I was like, man, that would have narrowed it down.
Mm-hmm.
But
who did you think it was incorrectly? You thought it was
Matt Stell.
Eldridge and Matt Stell. Yeah, wasn't either one of those.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. But, man, let me tell you, I was a witness.
Oh, you saw this happen?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
so now he knows who it is.
Yeah. I was a witness.
Before we hear the clip, can we get Lunchbox's feelings? Well, on what happened?
So, no, I can't even say anything until the clip.
For those that don't remember, Morgan has a friendship bracelet. She put her phone number on it. She was going to give it to the artist if she saw him. And you guys, would you do an interview when you saw him?
Yeah, it was just me and him during an interview.
Oh, my God. I'd have been so nervous leading up to it.
Oh, I was freaking out. My whole body was shaking.
She told me I needed to leave.
I didn't want Lunchbox there.
I get it.
Yeah, that
I
was makes sense.
I get it.
So how was he a witness?
I didn't leave.
Oh, well, then I get that too. Cool. Ray, how many clips do I have?
Just one minute.
Okay, so here is Morgan. Do you say who it is or do you have to hear his voice?
You'll hear his voice and then I think you'll figure out who it is.
Then I'm going to say who it is because I don't know that our audience will figure out who it is immediately by his voice.
You're going to tell us right now who it is?
Yeah.
Come on. Who is it?
It's Dustin Lynch.
Oh! Of course.
Really good looking guy, athletic, super nice. How old is he?
How old is Dustin?
I think he's late 30s, like 38 or something.
You think, you know.
38. No, he is 38. I don't know. I think his birthday's like June 3rd, born right. in 12.
I don't know any of that.
Okay.
Amy, we looked it up when we did a podcast together.
I know, but I just forgot the exact age, but I'm sure you've Googled him.
We talked about it.
Does he follow you on Instagram?
No.
Okay. Oh, that'll
and
be
I just started following him when this has all started happening.
The move will be, does he start following her now? Okay, yeah. Here's the clip of Morgan. I have not heard. Oh, man, I felt awkward already. All right, here we go.
You know Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
He did a little friendship bracelet for Taylor Swift.
Yes.
So I'm doing one for you.
Let's go.
It has my phone number on it.
Are you serious?
So we can go out sometime.
I love this. Is this seriously your phone number?
Yeah, it really is.
All right, let's
is.
Cover
but
it up.
You can't
we don't
show
want...
anybody
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
It also has like I
here, put
I
it
tried,
on.
I tried...
Oh, is it? It's got a lot. Okay.
There you go. I tried to do the vibes. You got my favorite colors on there, and you have stars. For
and we
stars,
got stars.
Like, confetti.
This is going to be what pushes the song number one right here.
Yeah, that's it.
I
it's
love
a good
this.
Luck charm.
Amazing.
Here we are.
Are you going to use that phone number?
Absolutely. Where's
know.
Family at?
Kansas.
Perfect.
Do you like Kansas? Seasoning.
Yes, I love it.
Okay, all right.
Well, we did own property for a long time.
You did?
Whoa.
So, yes.
All right.
You still got some people with property?
Yes, we do.
Here we go.
This is good.
Time to go home and meet the family and hunt.
This is moving really quickly.
And just so you know,
just, like,
you're not ready
date.
For that?
I'm ready for like a first date.
Oh, okay.
We can roll with that.
That could be our first date.
We could fly to Kansas?
Yeah.
Okay, I like this.
See?
I like this first date.
I don't
already.
Have to worry about
hey,
driving.
He's going to be your pilot and you can get up in the cockpit.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. There's a reason why I didn't lunchbox involved.
What did, I'm picturing Lunchbox just like coming around the corner with a microphone.
He did.
And being like,
that's
did.
Exactly what
I
happened.
That's exactly okay. what happened.
I like it.
Middle of the interview, I just jumped in.
There's a lot of things I have to say. Because it's awkward doesn't mean it's not awesome. So I would like to say good for you.
Yes. Everybody handled it really well.
Yeah. Well, even him.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Because I have a lot of them. But you have anything thoughts after hearing that clip?
Well, yeah. Has he texted you?
Oh, it's a follow-up question. Okay. Has he texted you?
No, that has not happened yet.
Okay.
I heard he said maybe this song will number one after this.
Yes, and what did that mean
and
to
I
you?
Went, ding, ding, ding. Okay.
And then he knows we're going to talk about this on air, and then we'll probably play his song.
Okay, so that's one thing. Maybe a good. And then number two was, it seemed like he really wanted to date you if your family had a hunting lease in Kansas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got property? Oh.
I noticed that too. Yeah.
Can I make an observation?
Yeah, go ahead, observation.
That wasn't in that clip.
Yeah.
And we were like, are you really going to do this? He goes, yeah, this will give me more airtime on the Buy a Bone show.
Oh, he said that?
But I feel like if he really felt that way, he wouldn't have said that.
I was like,
to be fair, if he really thought that, he wouldn't have said that.
Yes, and he said things like, let's go meet the family for the first date, which that's not...
That's a joke.
That's a joke,
but
too.
So is that,
so is
though.
That. Right, that's my right, point. Right, right. Is that he was being a good sport about the whole thing, and he wasn't like caught off guard, which sort of makes me think that he was into it.
What is there an update at all since you guys met?
No, this is the update for right now, but there might be another one coming.
What does that mean?
There's a chance I see him again.
You're giving us an update. There might be an update.
Wait, well, are you going to give him another bracelet? There's another potential run-in that could happen.
Give him
a necklace.
I'm
saying,
oh gosh,
with your social on it,
a ring.
Yeah,
man,
another piece of jewelry.
All your social security numbers.
But I will say, the rest of the interviews, he was going around. He had the bracelet on his arm.
Wow.
He didn't take it off.
So
like
we
right
can find Morgan's cell phone number on like Cat Country 102.
Yes, 100%. Like he kept it on there. I kept going to see different interviews. I'd be like, yeah,
you followed him around.
Yeah,
that's funny.
I wanted to find out what was going down.
I mean, I'd be humiliated if it were me, but you're doing that too. But that's funny. Okay, Morgan, do you feel like you guys will go on a date?
I don't know, because I don't know if he just thinks I was kidding and I was just doing it like to
be funny.
You
did give him your phone number though.
I know, so I'm hoping he realizes that, like, yes, while it's like a funny bit, I'm also serious. Like, I will go out on a date. So I don't know. I was shaking. I literally was shaking. My whole body didn't know what to do. And I felt very uncomfortable doing it. I'm proud of myself for putting myself out there, though.
I am, too.
Me, too. It was
Bobby,
awesome and awkward, yeah.
Based on how you heard Morgan speaking to him, do you think he thought she was serious?
I think he's great at giving a positive reaction regardless. He's pretty clutch in...
Well, yeah, that was obvious.
From having dealt with them, he just reacts positively to everything because he's a very positive person.
Right, but the question is, does... Whether he thinks it's a...
I think his brain was turning while it was happening. He's like, oh, your real number's on this.
Okay. He goes, let's go! Like, he was trying to stall for
like
a minute.
Eight,
like,
seven,
what?
Seven,
like a Snickers? He needs a Snickers?
Yeah.
Take a break.
So he could think for a minute. I don't know. I'm rooting for you. I like both you kids.
I'm rooting for me, too.
He's like 3 years younger than I am. I like both of you kids. Let us know if there's an update. It's a very exciting time here at the Bobby Bones Show. Or... he'll never come in again, and it'll just be awkward.
I got cringy vibes like I do when Lunchbox goes to bathroom stalls.
Me too, man. It hurt. I was like, oh, that's what it felt like. Oh.
But you loved it at the same time,
I love it for you. For you as a person, because you're vulnerable to do that. It's brave. You're trying new things to get new results. Like that I love.
You're giving other single women ideas.
But that doesn't mean it's not like cringy when you have to hear your friend go, I like you. Do you like me? That's tough, but good for you. All right. Let's play a little Dustin Lynch now.
How about Stars
no,
Like and Betty?
No, that'd be too easy for him.
Oh. Yeah, this goes out to Morgan.
I feel like he deserves the spin.
No.
Because maybe he just wants the spin. We're going to play something old that won't affect him.
Oh.
Let's do Small Town Boy.
Okay.
Because this one's already was a number one. All right. Dustin Lynch, we see you. Your move.
Ball's in your court.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Add another cliche.
Yeah. Your turn.
Okay, good one. Let's go.
It's the best bits of the week with Morgan number two.
All right, y'all, don't forget, check out part one, part three this weekend with Mike D. We talk a lot of CMA Awards stuff, but not only that, like how fluent is Mike D in Spanish and how did he propose to his wife? Our favorite Disney Marvel TV shows, a lot of good stuff over there. So go check out part one, part three before you peace out for the rest of your weekend. If this is all you listen to, I'm just happy you're here. So I love you guys. Have a fabulous weekend. Go follow the show at Bobby Bones Show and myself at Webgirl Morgan. I do have some photos up from CMA Awards and I am posting some of the interviews from the red carpet on my TikTok. So I hope you guys check it out. See you guys later. Bye. Yes, Bobby Bones Show.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.